Mike Tigerman. Hello, beloved, and welcome to another few moments of Bible study together. We're considering and thinking about the spiritual gifts of the believer. And I would remind you that the bread of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, which came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And this is the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to be able to come into your presence again to share the truth of God's Word. Now, we're in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. We're talking about who we are in Christ. We're talking about the child of God and the spiritual gifts that are available to the child of God. And if these special gifts have been given to each of us, this is what we're talking about. Each child of God has a special gift given by the Holy Spirit of God because he has a special place to fill in the body of believers. And thus God has enabled us to fill that place and to be effective and to be fruitful in serving him in that position. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we've been discussing spiritual gifts. Let's read again verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. God does not want us to be ignorant of the gifts, the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. You know that you were Gentiles, that is, unbelievers, and of course, if we're not a Jew, we're a Gentile, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Now the church at Corinth was in the midst of idolatry, an area where there was all kinds of idolatry. And he's looking back and telling them from which they have been saved. Verse 3, wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaketh but the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. No man that speaks by the Spirit of God misuses and disowns or dishonors the name of Christ by the words he speaks. But, beloved, notice that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. It's through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God that a child of God enters into the Lordship of Jesus Christ and allows Christ to become truly Lord in every area of our life. Now, he goes on to say in verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, many different gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations. We've already discussed that. But the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations in serving Christ. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. That is, the Holy Spirit reveals himself to us by giving us special gifts that enable us to serve the Lord more effectively in the place that he has designed for our life to fill. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. And we've gone into quite a bit of discussion on this subject of wisdom. The importance of wisdom and how God gives wisdom. And, of course, the whole book of Proverbs is a book of wise proverbs written by the wisest man who ever lived under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And so every child of God can benefit from wisdom. You'll notice again, 1 Corinthians 12:31, but covet earnestly the best gifts. You see, we are to desire to have these gifts, the different gifts that the Holy Spirit gives, and to be available to the Holy Spirit to teach us these gifts and to empower us to exercise these different gifts. But the Holy Spirit gives special gifts to individuals so that they can fill that place God has designed for them. And so some are given a special word of wisdom, that is, wisdom that they can speak to help others, to encourage others, to guide others in their Christian walk, to encourage others, to strengthen others with wisdom that God gives. And another, the word of knowledge. Knowledge is knowing how to use the wisdom that God gives and sharing that wisdom with others. And by the same Spirit to another, faith. Now here's a wonderful gift, the gift of faith. Every believer has faith to some extent. If you'll go with me to the book of Hebrews and notice who the author and finisher of faith is, the one who gives faith, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, the great cloud of witnesses that Paul has just mentioned, or the writer of the Hebrews, we're not sure it's Paul. I think it probably was, but we don't know for sure. Paul loved the Hebrew people. Paul had a great love for his own people, and he was writing to believers, Hebrew believers, Jewish believers, when he wrote this book of Hebrews, whoever it was that wrote it. But I know Paul loved his own people and even told the Lord in the book of Romans he'd be willing to give his life that his people might have the truth. Well, God has a plan, and God will give the Jewish remnant the truth and will use them for his glory. God chose the nation of Israel for a purpose and a reason, and they have been a testimony to all the world of Almighty God. He gave them the Ten Commandments, and that has been given to the whole world to give guidance and direction regarding right and wrong. And it's part of the law of God that was given as a schoolmaster to open our eyes to truth and understanding. And all of this came through the nation of Israel. And there are so many wonderful things like the Old Testament that was given through the nation of Israel, as well as the New Testament written by men of Israel under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And so Israel has been a wonderful blessing to the whole world and still is a rich blessing to the whole world. And God is not through with Israel yet, beloved. We're living in a day and age where there are some that are teaching replacement theology, that the church is taking the place of Israel. But that's not true at all. God still has a plan for the nation of Israel. God's not through with Israel yet. There's coming a day in the millennial reign when Israel is going to be promoted above all other nations on the earth, and King Jesus is going to rule from David's throne in Israel and rule over the entire earth for that 1,000-year millennial reign. And God's not through with Israel by any means, beloved. They've just been set aside for a while for the Gentile bride of Christ. But we see here in verse 1 of Hebrews 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, speaking about the 11th chapter and all the witnesses of faith given there, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Now, there's a sin in the life of every child of God that easily trips that child of God up. And you know what that sin is in your own life. that sin that would ensnare you and entrap you if you allowed it, and sometimes maybe you even do fall into it. And so Paul's saying, let's lay aside every weight and even that sin that so easily trips us up and besets us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Notice that, beloved. Faith is authored. That is, it comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, and our faith grows in our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and He completes our faith. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and He is the one who has been revealed to mankind as God manifested in the flesh, as Colossians tells us. The Godhead revealed in physical form. Jesus is the manifestation of God the Father physically, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit physically, we're told in the book of Colossians. He is the Godhead manifested and revealed bodily. And so the Word of God, the Word of God, our faith, is anchored in the Word of God and in the Lord Jesus Christ, and only can a person really begin to understand the Word of God when he accepts Jesus as Savior. When you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit, and He becomes our teacher. And He's the one who begins to open up our understanding of the truth of God's Word and builds up and strengthens our faith. And so we see the Lord Jesus Christ, though, is the key. He is the one, through faith in Christ, believing Him and accepting Him as Savior, that all of this wonderful, wonderful truth becomes ours. The Holy Spirit of God is given to the child of God, and the Holy Spirit illuminates our understanding, begins to open up our truth, as John tells us, that the Spirit of God leads us into all truth. To illuminate, that's why every time I start to make a broadcast, I ask the Holy Spirit of God to illuminate my thinking and to guide my tongue and to speak the truth through me, that you might be blessed, that you might be strengthened in your faith, and that you might walk victoriously to the glory, honor, and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Till next time, goodbye.